Democrat Dianna Presley, No More Black Faces That Don't Want to Be a Black Voice. By Joel B. Polak on July 14, 2019. Representative Dianna Presley, DMA, a member of the squad that Democrats claim was the target of a racist attack by President Donald Trump on Sunday, told left-wing bloggers Sunday afternoon, "We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice." Presley is one of the four left-wing Democrats disparaged out last week by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, as the squad. The most prominent member, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, called Pelosi's attack racist. That, in turn, drew criticism from the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC. In response, Presley appeared to blast the members of the CBC. The Washington Post reported, "An all-out racially charged fight within the House Democratic Caucus escalated Saturday when an African-American freshman lawmaker said the party doesn't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice. Representative Dianna Presley, DMAS, made those comments during a speech at the Liberal Netroots Nation Conference where she, Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat Minnesota, and Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat Michigan, appeared after a week-long clash with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat California, and her allies. This is the time to shake that table. We don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice," Presley said, seemingly taking a stab at the Congressional Black Caucus, which is allied with Pelosi. "We don't need any more black faces that don't want to be a black voice." Separately, one of the squad members, Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, a former refugee from Somalia, told a high school audience that the United States had failed to become a just society. She and Trump also traded barbs late last week. On Sunday, Trump tweeted, "So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen, who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 14, 2019. "And viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us how." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 14, 2019. "It is done. These places need your help badly, you can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements." Donald J. Trump, at Real Donald Trump, July 14, 2019. Presley herself had tweeted in response, "This is what racism looks like." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.